The National Association of Manufacturers has been the chief lobbyist for American industrialists for more than 100 years. It is the strong and usually unified voice against things like taxes and regulation. But unity has begun to fray recently over the issue of trade. Large multinational manufacturers still dominate the organization. But recently, a group of small domestic manufacturers has started fighting to have its voice heard. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
One of the key services the National Association of Manufacturers provides its members is access to Congress. Recently, NAM threw a large cocktail party. Manufacturers and lawmakers drink wine and eat small sandwiches in a large hall in a building near the Capitol. Democrats and Republicans compete with each other to show how friendly they are to NAM members. Illinois Republican Don Manzullo shares a drink with a few manufacturers from the Pittsburgh area who tell him they're afraid that Chinese companies will take all their business.
We got screwed by the USTR. When China came to WTO, we got screwed by a U.S. trade representative. They can come in, just wipe out an entire industry, and you have very little remedies against them. I'm just very disappointed in the Chinese.
Things might seem cozy between Congress and manufacturers, but there's actually a great deal of tension in this room, especially among the manufacturers. Members of NAM can't agree on what they want Congress to do. Larger companies typically want Congress to promote free trade as aggressively as possible. But smaller companies are much less enthusiastic. Jerry Purcell is the vice president of operations for Penn United, a small tool and die manufacturer in Pennsylvania. For the past 4 years, he's been losing business to low-wage manufacturers in China. Recently, he learned that he was losing one of his longest and steadiest customers.
They sent us a letter telling us that what they had done, actually, is they went out and hired a retired automotive executive who came in and said, I can reduce your cost. I can move this product line to China. And so that's what's happening.
With that one letter, Purcell's company lost $2 million a year in business. In the last 4 years, they've lost tens of millions of dollars. Penn United makes precision dies. Your computer, your cell phone, most electronic products have dozens of tiny, precisely shaped metal parts. Penn United's dies are like high-tech cookie cutters that cut those tiny parts out of raw metal. In the U.S., a die costs between $40,000 and $100,000. Chinese companies make them for a fifth that much. So, Purcell's customers keep telling him they're buying dies overseas.
Your first reaction is usually anger. It's somebody that you have been working with very closely for a long time and just seems to have let you down and is walking away. Then you've got to say, what can I do? Is there anything I can do to salvage this? Is there anything I can do to convince them otherwise? And you just have to respond in a more of a business manner.
Penn United has become a leading advocate within NAM for tougher enforcement of trade law and for a moratorium on all new free trade agreements. But it would be a mistake to assume that this is the position of all NAM members. Take Steve Lammers, who runs Panasonic's picture tube factory in Ohio. The last thing he wants is stricter trade enforcement. Lammers' factory imports a great amount of specialty glass from Japan, the only country that makes the kind of glass he needs. Every year, Panasonic pays $5 million in tariffs to the U.S. government for that glass. Lammers says these tariffs restrict free trade and make it difficult to keep a factory and hundreds of jobs in the U.S. when he's competing with companies who have moved abroad where labor is so much cheaper.
It's got a huge impact. It's got a huge impact. We already have a big disadvantage, a big gap that we're trying to close with Mexico. And then to add another $5 million on top of that, you know, it almost gets to the point of being insurmountable. So we want to get something done about these tariffs so that we can compete, at least on a fair basis, with Mexico and the other low-wage regions of the world.
This split between large and small manufacturers, between free trade absolutists and those who worry that trade will do them in, has been brewing for years, but this is the first year it has spilled out into the open. NAM officials say they are seeking consensus, But it's not yet clear how the organization can continue lobbying for two sides who seem increasingly at odds with one another. Adam Davidson, NPR News.